Yes,
Including the
and
end. The end,
when
including the end. All right. Simon Reish Chof Aleph. Tine Tainis Yartzeit. Siv Gimel. A mace b'shana muberes. So if the mace is nifter in a leap year, ba'ad rishon or ba'ad sheni, whether it's ad rishon or ad sheni, azay b'shana pshuta misana b'kein ba'ad. If it's a regular year, so then there's not much choice. Meaning, if the next year is a regular year, so then, which it always is, so you just fast an adar. U'b'shana muberes misana b'zeh adar shemes. In a leap year, you fast in the in whichever adar the person was nifter. In ba'alaf ba'alaf and be'ez be'ez. Mes b'shana pshuta. What happens the other way around, which is the more common, right? If they die during a regular year. As I b'shana muberes, yisana ba'adar aleph. That's a big machlokes. Kitzer says you should fast in the first month, right? For gam ba'adar sheni yomer kaddish, and also say kaddish in the second, but you don't have to fast. Achal yasik v'lo acherim, but don't knock off other people with that kaddish.
But
So
why?
the
Everything
kitzer
else
is
is other
basically saying
days.
that it goes with the first. What?
But everything else is a Purim. Everything else is other days. It's when you have two.
Yeah.
Here it's 12
Mark.
months. No? Here it's 12 months.
We're not
No,
talking
talking about
12 months. We're
even.
talking about Yahrzeit.
They're talking about
10
many
years
years
later.
later, too. Right?
Is there a reason he gives?
He
Known? Like
doesn't.
why?
No.
Do
It's
we paskin that way?
This is what we're passing. Yeah, I mean, you should try and keep both. But again, he's saying don't bounce. Listen, what's a negeiah? If you fast, then it's negeiah. So you should. Mishnah Berurah says you should fast both.
No,
Right?
I'm saying
What's a
Purim
negeiah?
is
To
either
keep the
bay.
yahrzeit, so you're down for the amid. You're going to get the amid new.
The candle
So you light the candle for
going to
both. Right?
the basic course.
Nah, one is enough. One is enough for that. Right?
If the
Sorry, but
guy
why would it be? Why would it be
was
on the base?
niftar, if the guy was niftar in a regular year in Adar, then the first Adar next year is gonna be 12 months.
Correct, but we're talking about after the first year.
After the first years, so it's gonna be the first Adar Lechoira is always 12 months. The
Yes, that's
second
true. But what
Adar
do you want?
is certain months.
Correct, but what do you do 5 years later? Right, that's what we're talking. We're
Okay,
talking about
but
all the subsequent
but
years.
I'm saying it makes sense. I'm saying it makes sense.
You're saying, oh, because of the first year, it makes sense. So Mamela, that's where we always keep it. That's what you're
Yeah, it
saying.
makes sense to
Oh, yeah.
that, like it's 12 months. Yeah.
It makes sense what you're saying. Right? Okay, yeah, good. Sometimes the Chodesh Cheshvan, sometimes it's Mole, sometimes not. Most of the other months are always set 1 or 2 days. But Cheshvan, last year it was, I think it was last year. Sometimes Cheshvan is Mole, Dehaino Sheyesh Lo Shloshim Yoim, Bazrash Chodesh Kislev Shel Acharav Hu Beis Yomim. Which means Rosh Chodesh Kislev is 2 days. Yom Achlat the Yom of the Rosh Chodesh Hu Yom Hashloishim Shel Cheshvan, right? V'shayach loy, and it's shayach to Cheshvan. Yom Beis Rosh Chodesh Hu Yom Rishon Shel Kislev. So then the second day of Rosh Chodesh is the first day of Kislev. V'chein b'chol Rosh Chodesh Hu Beis Yomim. Anytime you have a Rosh Chodesh, it's 2 days. Yom Rishon Hu Yom Lamed Shel Chodesh Avar v'shayach loy. Right? The first day of Rosh Chodesh is always the 30th of the month, except for which one Rosh Chodesh? That's Rosh Chodesh of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, which is always the 30th day from Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's Aleph. Right, for Amim hu chasa. And sometimes Cheshvan is missing 30 days. Dahainu she'ein lo yalech chavtes yoyim. It only has 29 days. Rosh Chodesh kislev shel achar of ena and the Rosh Chodesh that comes after it's only one day. Echein Chodesh kislev Sometimes Chodesh kislev. Is Malay v'Rosh Chodesh Teves Shel Achar of Shnei Yomim. So that means Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is on Chanukah, is 2 days, which is usually the way it is. For the Pa'amim Chaser, very rarely it's Chaser. V'Rosh Chodesh Teves Shel Achar hu Rak Yom Echad. U'misha meis b'Rosh Chodesh Kislev show you Rak Yom Echad. So now you're gonna have a problem if it dies. So the guy dies in Rosh Chodesh Kislev when it was only one day. As I b'shana shi'ir Rosh Chodesh Kislev Shnei Yomim. Then in a year when Rosh Chodesh Kislev is 2 days, Yachzik is a Yartzeit, but Yom Sheni the Rosh Chodesh, he should keep the Yartzeit in the second day of Rosh Chodesh, who Yom Aleph Shel Chodesh Kislev, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Shegam HaMisa, I'm not of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, of Chodesh Kislev. Shigama Misa is Aleph Kislev, right? In that situation, you're going to keep Aleph. But the other way around is more complicated. V'amnon Misha Meis B'yam Aleph to Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Let's say somebody actually died on the first day of Rosh Chodesh Kislev, of Kishoya Rosh Chodesh Shnei Yom, Rosh Chodesh 2 days. Hinei B'shana Harsha Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Eino Rak Yom Echad. So for the day that Rosh Chodesh Kislev is only 1 day, now what does the guy do? There is no 30th day. Yesh stopping Masa Yasek a yard site. There's a suffix when to keep the yard site. Im Chav. Do we say that he died on the last day of the month? Some Mela, last year was Lamed, and this year is Chavtes. Kivin Shemes Pesayv, he died at the end of Cheshvan. I Kivin Shem Dim Nedarim Halchanach Haloshem. Or since, like by Nedarim, we go with what the normal terms are used by people. Yachzak is a yard site, but Rosh Chodesh Kislev, Kamash Kara and Eisai. We're going to hold on to the yard site in Rosh Chodesh Kislev because that's what people call it. Right? They call it Rosh Chodesh Kislev. They don't really call it Lamed Cheshvan. Yeshinoi came, and that's this is the way you have to be Noyeg. In Bishana Rishana Hapa Rosh Chodesh Kislev Hurakim Echad. If the during the first year, the Rosh Chodesh Kislev is only 1 day, Yachzak is a yard site, Choftalet Cheshvan. So you keep the yard site chavtalet cheshvan. You always do that when cheshvan is
Chavtal
chasan. Chavtes.
test. Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, I said
Yeah.
chavtalet
Okay.
and chavtes. Sorry. And however, meaning, so you're supposed to keep the first day. But if the next day there's no avelim in shul, yeshua gam kein loimer kaddish shul spal ofnei ha-teva, then he should do double duty, and he should say kaddish and daven for davening. Rak lo yasi gvul acherim, but don't step on other people's toes. Meaning, you already got your main yard site on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. So if there's nobody else, then you keep the second day. Aval im gam b'shana rishayna haba Rosh Chodesh kislev hu shnei yamim. But if the next year Rosh Chodesh is also 2 days, then he should just be kaveh the yard site as Rosh Chodesh Kislev, because that was what it was the day he was Nifter, the year he was Nifter, and the first year. Even when Rosh Chodesh is 1 day, Yachzik Oz b'Rosh Chodesh, keep it on Rosh Chodesh. Hu Hadin l'Rosh Chodesh Teves. And then the same thing would
So
be Rosh
he's saying
Chodesh
it
Teves.
depends on the calendar. You're gonna have someone that's nifter the last day of Tavis, and
Yeah.
someone nifter the last day of Tavis 5 years later, and then 10 years later they keep yahrzeit in two different days based on the calendar. What happened the year after?
No, he's saying if it's the first year.
Right. So based on what happened, you can have someone pass away. Chav Tes Kislev this year, and someone in 5 years pass away in Chav Tes Kislev. They can have different yard sites in 10 years based on the calendar, what the next year after the yard site is.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I don't know. So it's very rare that 2 years in a row, Rosh Chodesh Kislev is only 1 day. I think. Or is it rare 2 days? No, it's rare that it's 2 days. Yeah, but you know what? This is also Negea, Naftali. Much more often, this is Negea to Vestas. What do you do if a woman gets a period on Lamed of 1 month and the next month there's no Lamed? Much more common. Right?
Right. Yeah.
How do you do it the next month?
I call you up.
Well,
I
me too. And
texted.
then I don't remember which way I go.
I was gonna say we text you.
It's true, but the shaila is again, if she gets it on Lamed and the next month there's no Lamed, so do you keep Aleph or do you keep Chavtes? I know I flip-flopped what I used to say and then I
You
changed my
keep being,
mind.
well, you're keeping Olive for 30 probably. Anyways.
You're keeping Aleph for 30. Yes, that is true. But the question is, do you also have to keep the other one? Yeah. Okay, hey, the kimacha Rosh Chodesh Tevis ulupam rak yom echad, and then sometimes Rosh Chodesh Tevis is only one day. Tanu yom vav de Chanukah, which is the sixth day of Chanukah, my birthday, vav yom vav de Chanukah aleph Tevis, and the sixth day of Chanukah is aleph Tevis, yom zayin beis Tevis, v'yom ches gimel Tevis, from beis yom dahanu yom vav v'yom zayin de Chanukah. Plus, have a Yom Zayin to Chanukah Aleph Teves, V'Yom Ches Beis Teves. I don't know why he has to go so technical with this. L'chein Mishu Yesha Yartza B'Yom Elu Lo Yita Limnois L'Mei Chanukah. He should not make a mistake and count it with based on the days of Chanukah. Ki Tzorach Limnois L'Mei HaChodesh. You have to go with the month, not with the Chanukah. Meaning, I guess that's what he means by doing it so technically. So he's saying you might get confused with the amount of days that Chanukah is. And you might end up getting confused with the proper yahrzeit. Fine. But Yom Shein, I remember, actually, come to think of it, I was born on Vav Chanukah, and it was my great grandfather's yahrzeit. But I was not named after him. Fine. Vav. But Yom Shein, I remember, Tachnun. And the day that you don't say Tachnun, ain't a Masana Tainus yahrzeit. You don't fast the Tainus yahrzeit. That was a good present that Naftali got from his mother. B'chein b'yom mila, pa'av asandik v'amoyal ein sanin. B'yom mila, the father and the sandik and the moyal don't fast. B'chein b'pidyon ben, pa'av ha'koyin ein masanin. B'chein ha'chosim b'shevi mei mishtein ein masanin. I'm meaning if he has a yahrzeit in the middle of Sheva Brachos, al pasu d'siyim, also lecha b'yom ha'yahrzeit, but pasu d'siyim, it's also need on the yahrzeit. B'yomim she'enoi yisanin, in the days that he doesn't fast, al kofonim yasek b'toyra, he should be Isaac and Torah over mitzvahs with Shar Meisim Toivim and with other Meisim Lezakos Nishmas of V'imot. Meaning, so even though you can't fast, but you might have to do something harder than fasting, which is to sit and learn, do mitzvahs, do Meisim Toivim, to be Zeichen the Nishmas of V'imot. Fine. Sign. Belaila Sheba Yoim Hamachras at night. When the next day is a yahrzeit, ain't lo lecha b'sudas chasana? It's a very common question, right? Can they go to can on the yahrzeit go to a chasana? So you should not eat by a sudas chasana. Sheyesh mazmutei chasana v'kala v'yesh, because there's the whole simcha of the chasana kala, and there's a simcha there. All b'sudas bris milo pidyon ben v'siyam esechta mutar. All other things you can go to. He doesn't say anything about a bar mitzvah, but I think a bar mitzvah would also be allowed. It's only
That's
weddings that you can't go to.
assuming there is no music, no?
Where?
By
No, I think
bar
even if there's music,
mitzvah, huh?
I think even if there's music, yeah. Because I'm pretty sure they could listen to music too. It's only also on Avul, whatever, on the day of the Yahrzeit, you're allowed to listen to music. You just can't go into a chasana. It's a minute because it's not really avelis. Fine. Ches misheni. Let's say somebody doesn't know. Unfortunately, this happened for people from the Holocaust, so they had no idea when the yahrzeit of their parents are. Yivrelo yom echad b'shana l'sanes. Choose one day of the year to fast. Avol lo yasik gvul achenu b'kadeshim. But like we said before, since you don't know definitively whether it's the yahrzeit, so don't step on anybody's toes. Bila amavus l'netzach. This is how he ends off, right? This is what people say by Levius, right? Hashem should swallow up death forever, and Hashem will erase any crying from all faces, right? Which is like a bracha that we shouldn't have to deal with death. Baruch Koyach, Yarbala. He's saying the baruch that Hashem gives the weak strength. And he gives strength to those that don't have any power whatsoever. All right. So then he says an interesting mussar here, very interesting. Beis Yaakov lechu v'nelcha ba'or Hashem. Right. So Beis Yaakov, which is referring to Klal Yisrael, go. Let's go by the light of Hashem. Beitaktikin. So. Me'acha meaning we're medactic, me'ach meaning we figured out. Me'acha sha'imer koilu l'satzmi im Hashemim b'tevas nelcha. The one who's saying this pasuk is saying lichu you should go. Venelcha will go together, right? So then, im kain, lama le lamemer lichu, meaning, why do you have to say, let's say, just say nelcha. Let's go together. Why do you say lichu? The nearer lechayra kekefa, looks like you're doubling it up, right? It's redundant, right? He says, look in the alshich, ve'eshalaymer lefiyaniyas daiti. So the kids are saying his own pshat, shu al derech shomer rovesenu zal. This is on the derech that the Chachamim said, "Kol mezaka ein chet bo al yodei." Somebody who's mezaka the public with things, a chet's not going to come from through him. Shaloye hu begehenna v'talmida began Eden. And the reason is because if he's teaching Torah and helping people out, so how could it be that he's going to go to Gehenna because he did something wrong, and his talmidim are not? Shenemar ki loisazev nashi l'shol loisita nechasitcha lirashochas. Because you will not, leave my nefesh in the grave, and you're not gonna allow your chassidim to see destruction. The tevas l'chu gam kein la'omrei ba'or Hashem. The word l'chu is also connected to the light of Hashem, right? So that's what he's saying, meaning that the word l'chu is. Meaning, you go and Nelchas, we should go. That it's both connected to the pasuk Ba'or Hashem, right? Meaning, so maybe everybody's going to go together. Sai the Talmidim who learned Torah, Sai the Rebbe who taught Torah. They're all going to go to Gan Eden together, because no chet is going to come through the Rebbe. B'shira Maimer B'si Yaakov Lechu. Basically, so he says, I'm also going to go with you, right? Meaning, if you're gonna go in the way of Hashem, so then I'm also going to be able to go. Baruch atah Hashem, right? Praised are you, Hashem, that you chose the Chachamim and their teaching. Please, with your lot of rachmanis, zakeni that I should be to be from the matzdikei arabim, and to be and I should also be zeichet to be metar the ruach nefesh ruach neshama. Whatever chataim I did in front of you should wipe it away with your abundant rachmanis, v'achzireinu b'shuva shleima, and I should do tshuva. Tam v'nishlam shevach lekel b'yirei olam. That's how he ends off the sefer, that it should be complete and finished, and praise to Hashem who created the world. Okay, this is not a siyum on Kitzer though, because we have to go back to the parts that we skipped. All right, we will stop there. Everybody
What's
should have a
the
fine night. Yeah.
According to, well, yeah, so we learned before that Kitzur holds that if there is a mixed feeling, then you don't mention Simcha by Zimon.
So what?
By Hasana, yeah. You remember that by mentioning Simcha by Zimon, by Hasana, if there is mixed feeling, not mixed
Oh,
feeling, in one room, in one
yeah.
room. So according to this Yahrzeit would not have an issue.
According to what?
He's saying here that since there is songs for Hasan and Kala and there is Simcha, the Yahrzeit should not go to this Hasana.
Correct.
So I'm saying he said before that there is no Simcha if there is women and men sitting in one room.
So you're saying, so a mixed wedding, you can go
Maybe
on the
the Yahrzeit
outside.
can go. Yeah, maybe the
That's a
Yahrzeit.
good one. That's a good one. I don't know.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
Say
that's
good
pretty
night.
funny. It's a good one. Fine, thank
Okay.
you.
Good
All right, have a good night, everybody.
night. Good night.
Yeah.